Mixed Media, a multi-voice Glee podfic, written by Parsnips and read by
Emily Freaking Stark as Cooper Anderson,
Mars May Wander as Blaine Anderson,
Niel Rian as Kurt Hummel,
Nadia Creek as Rachel Berry,
Lurk Du Soleil as Artie,
KLB as Mr. Shu,
Croissant Katie as Santana,
Dr. Fumbles McStupid as Brittany,
Professor Spork as Puck,
Pinay as PR Newswire reporter,
Argentum Lupin as the JustJared.com reporter,
Curiosity Squared,
Musevana,
Alexi Dialing,
Pandora,
Originally,
The Shriek,
and Jinkio as members of Fandom,
and Rena Jenkins as the narrator. This story contains the pairings Blaine Anderson, Kurt Hummel, Matt Bomer, Tim DeKay, and Peter Burke, Neil Caffrey, with additional tags for meta, crack crossover, actors, universe within a universe, characters are in fandom, characters react to fandom, characters interact with fandom, characters reading fanfic, characters writing fanfic. This story is rated PG-13. Cooper Anderson to Blaine Anderson.
I need a stage name.
Blaine Anderson to Cooper Anderson.
Why?
Future audiences might confuse me with other television personalities.
It's good to see you thinking ahead.
This is all practicality, little brother. Because I got it.
You got what?
NYC, here I come!
You got a part?
Next time you see me, I'll be, point, 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 criminally handsome.
What are you?
A con, point, 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 artist.
Wait.
Committing, point, 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 sexy crime.
Coop, stop using tildes to express emotion. They are not the pointing of texting.
Point, 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 point. Yes, they are.
Pasadena, California, August 5, PR Newswire. USA Network announces today the premiere of the network's next new original series, White Collar, starring Tim DeKay, Tell Me You Love Me, Carnivale, Tiffany Thiessen, What About Brian, Fastlane, Willie Garson, Sex and the City, John from Cincinnati, and relative newcomer Matt Bomer, freecreditratingtoday.com commercials. On Friday, October 23 at 10:09 Central, White Collar will debut with a special 90-minute episode followed by 13 one-hour episodes. The announcement was made by Jeff Wachtel, President, Original Programming, USA Network, and Co-Head, Original Content, Universal Cable Productions. White Collar is a fresh and fun take on the classic buddy formula, pairing a career criminal with a career federal agent, said Wachtel. The series will offer viewers a distinct voice and style, inspired storytelling, and memorable characters. The new series commences production on Monday, August 10, where it will be shot entirely on location in and around New York City.
From Big Time Cooper at yahoo.com to b_anderson@gmail.com.
Check it out.
Attachment: USA White Collar Press Release .pdf. From b @BigTimeCooper_Anderson@gmail.com. 2. BigTimeCooper@yahoo.com.
Bomer. You went with Matt Bomer. Are you 5?
From BigTimeCooper@yahoo.com. 2. B_Anderson@gmail.com.
They don't let you do full-day shoots when you're 5, Blaine. That would be, illegal.
So, what you're telling me,
Kurt says slowly,
is that instead of catching 30-second glimpses of your incredibly handsome brother at random, unforeseen times, in the near future, I'll get to watch him on a weekly, scheduled basis for an entire hour while he solves crimes.
Blaine slides down his choir room chair and crosses his arms.
He's not that handsome. And it's not just him. It's an ensemble cast. He's probably not even that important a character.
Kurt just nods, eyes wide.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Does he sing? Will there be singing?
His parents had said this wouldn't suck more than Coop showing up in ads, but clearly that had been an enormous lie.
I have no idea,
Blaine says, and tries not to fantasize Coop losing all his hair and his epic jawline in a tragic filming accident. Kurt pauses, then leans forward and tilts his cheek against Blaine's shoulder. Blaine can't help but look down. Kurt's eyes are hooded and, for the moment anyway, not glazed over from thinking about Coop.
He's no Blaine Warbler,
Kurt murmurs into Blaine's sweater. Blaine lets out a long breath, relaxing all at once. Kurt pulls back.
We have to watch it together, though. I will need to be reminded regularly of what a lug he is in real life.
Deal,
Blaine says, and can't help smiling. In his head, imaginary Coop gets to keep his hair.
Blaine! Blaine, I can't even. They feed us bagels. Every day!
And hello to you too, Mr. Hollywood. Is everything okay?
Bagels! And I get to wear hats. Serious actors wear hats, Blaine. I am so serious, so deep in this. I feel like a criminal. That's how organic this is to me.
Coop, why are you calling me? You never call me. What happened? Did they fire you?
What? No. I'm telling you, they understand my talent here. I just wanted to let you know that I'm learning a lot of stuff from Tim. Tim Decay, maybe you've heard of him. We're friends now. But I'm gonna add a little something to my character, a little dash of you in there. And I think it's gonna play really well, just really amazing.
Wait, what kind of...
Gay! I'm gonna play Neil as super gay. He has a girlfriend, but whatever. That's not the depth of the character. That's not his emotional journey.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure Tim will go for it. He's a professional. He knows about pointing.
I'm hanging up now.
I've gotta go too. The bagels are almost gone. Namaste!
Cooper Anderson 2, Blaine Anderson.
When you do puppy eyes at Kurt, do you stick out your lip at all, or do you go for something more subtle? Also, winking?
Blaine Anderson 2, Cooper Anderson.
I'm not your gay prompter. Don't you have acting to do?
I'm point recharging. I need point life to breathe into my point art.
Frowny face.
From B. kt_anderson@gmail.com. 2. kurt1994@gmail.com. Embedded YouTube link. White Collar Fall Preview. USA Network.
Wait!
When you're stumped by the toughest case of your FBI career, you call on the one man in the world that can help you solve it. Even if that man lives here.
I'll help you catch him.
Even if you're the one who put him there.
We're onto something here, Al.
So I won't wait up.
You understand how this works?
Yeah, I'm being released into the custody of the FBI under your supervision. Anything I'm missing?
If you run and I catch you, you're back here for good.
Meet world-class con artist.
You'll be here when I get back?
Where else am I gonna go?
White Collar Thief.
This is the start of those something-for-nothing schemes that got you locked up.
And Flirt.
Nice hat.
Neil Caffrey. To solve the hardest crimes.
It's a forgery.
Hire the smartest criminal.
I'm a smart guy.
He's good. Maybe as good as you.
This is what he's after.
Good. This is good.
Tiffany Thiessen, Willie Garson, Tim DeKay, and Matt Bomer.
You stop with a hat?
White Collar. A new original series coming this October to USA. Characters welcome.
I think it's cute.
I think it's adorable.
I'm putting you back in prison.
From kurt1994@gmail.com to b_anderson@gmail.com.
Why is his name Bomer?
JustJared.com. Matt Bomer, White Collar Hunk. Matt Bomer is the hunky star of USA Network's hit new TV show White Collar. In the series, sophisticated con artist Neil Caffrey, Bomer, teams with straight-laced FBI guy Peter Burke, Tim DeKay, to solve crimes. Bomer, an Ohio native, has small screen credits as the frontman of the popular series of commercials for FreeCreditRatingToday.com, but White Collar may prove his big break into more big-screen material. Tune in tonight for the second episode of White Collar at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on USA Network.
Rachel Berry to Blaine Anderson.
Your brother brings a subtle mystery to the role of confidence man and artist. Also, his teeth are very white. If I download the episodes and take screen captures of Cooper and his hats, would that be considered illegal, or at most just morally questionable?
Kurt Hummel to Blaine Anderson.
Tell me you're getting these messages too.
Blaine Anderson to Kurt Hummel.
What do I even say?
I've put together a collage of my current efforts. I call it Artist Underneath. I understand that using parentheses heightens the emotional content of titles in fan-created works. You could send it to your brother. If you want. I wouldn't presume. If you do, though, be sure to tell him that it should be considered a tribute to his immense talent. I've emailed it to you.
OMG.
Courage?
From b_anderson@gmail.com to bigtimecooper@yahoo.com.
Your fans are disturbing.
Attachment. artistunderneath.gif. From bigtimecooper@yahoo.com to b_anderson@gmail.com.
That is beautiful! How did she always capture the sparkle in my eyes?
From b_anderson@gmail.com to bigtimecooper disturbing@yahoo.com.
Correction, you are disturbing.
From bigtimecooper@yahoo.com to b_anderson@gmail.com.
Did I tell you about all the awesome gay sex I'm getting? It's a big world, baby brother, and I am in it! Blaine?
What gay sex?
What?
You can't just say you're gay. Are you gay? Are you coming out?
No.
You said you're getting gay sex. And something disturbing about being in the world and...
Oh, that? Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Though I've gotten several very flattering offers, don't get me wrong. There was this one guy with a chocolate cake and an absolutely amazing... Wait, are you okay?
I don't know what okay is anymore.
Anyway, no, I mean my character. My interpretation of Neil Caffrey's pseudo-sexual intimacy with his FBI handler has hit a chord with the viewing public, and now there are stories about me and Tim and Jell-O!
Cooper, this has not gotten less disturbing.
I love Jell-O!
Fanfiction is how you know you've touched the critical zeitgeist of a culture. Meisner.
You made that up completely.
Like you aren't Googling it right now. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face!
All That Jazz. Peter L. Slight Peter Neal, PG. Date night at the Burke House just got a lot more complicated. Warnings. Hints of Peter Neal, OT3.
If you only, just for tonight. Neal, Peter, pre/PG. Haven't you ever wanted to touch someone you shouldn't, just once?
Bring it. Neal/Peter, R. Neal may have been white-collar before he went to prison, but he learned some things behind bars that will make a certain FBI agent wonder if something darker now hides behind the con man's eyes.
Butterflies! Peter/Neal, Neal/Butterflies, PG-13. Puppy Peter and Kitty Neal. Everything is butterflies and nothing hurts.
On the edges of forever, Peter Neal, BDSMAU, like it isn't already, am I right? NC-17. Did I say you could leave the perimeter? Peter asked quietly, words he should never have had to say. Neal turned his head to the side, dropped his eyes, just playing at the submissive he was supposed to be. Like always, but never again.
Knock once for art, twice for anal. Neal/Peter/Diana, NC-17. Too many beers and too little inhibition makes for an FBI after-party of epic proportions. Warnings. Ass play, asphyxiation, light bondage, pegging, water sports, some mentions of cross-dressing, voyeurism, handcuffs.
And then they fucked. Guess who? Post-dip. NC-17. What it says on the tin.
And congratulations to Blaine and his family for another excellent episode of White Collar.
Everyone claps enthusiastically, which Blaine had been half expecting, but it doesn't stop the experience from being really embarrassing. Mr. Shu, for one, looks at Blaine with a strange and troublesome longing. Shu says, hands on his hips. Glitter of, oh my god, unshed tears in his eyes.
That's just so. Yeah. Someday will.
He whispers.
Someday.
Santana and Brittany quickly step forward to provide Brad with the score for their duet, and Mr. Shu moves aside to wipe away a tear or something. Kurt turns to Blaine and murmurs,
Life is hard, and I support whatever aggressive female empowerment song choice you wish to make to demonstrate your distress with this ongoing Cooper situation.
Blaine flushes.
I may be getting more okay with the situation.
There are things in Blaine's browser history. Terrible, wonderful things. Kurt raises his eyebrows.
So you're, what, okay with the show now?
There is only the barest of pauses before Kurt says, all in a rush.
Because it is an amazing show, and Cooper's amazing, and everyone wears fantastic clothing, and the hats, oh my god, the hats!
And then there's Neil and Peter.
Blaine says, and Kurt says,
they are so in love!
And Blaine says,
I know, and the thing with Kate is just...
And Kurt says,
not even worth mentioning. Though if we can just talk about Elle for a minute.
And Blaine says,
Elle is worth at least 10 minutes. Come on, you just know that she's thinking about...
And Kurt says,
as if everyone isn't thinking about...
Rachel leans down between them and says,
yes, we all are.
Blaine blinks. The choir room is silent, though Santana at the front has her arm around Brittany's waist and is smiling at him in a terrible way.
Your brother and his buddy cop,
she says, enunciating every word.
A wanky.
The characters are,
Blaine says quickly. He looks at the rest of the group. They look back. Mike Chang goes so far as to waggle his eyebrows, but he does it in a supportive way, so that's not so bad.
It's okay, Blaine.
Rachel says,
I've been doing some reading, and apparently an awkward attraction to siblings happens much more frequently and in a more sexually alluring fashion than I'd ever anticipated, particularly when there are handcuffs and adoption secrets and a mysterious Michelangelo painting that leads to revelations and also some nudity.
Oh my god, you read that one?
The words are out of Blaine's mouth before he really even thinks them through. But on the other hand, Rachel Berry has totally read
The Night Garden?
Rachel sucks in a breath.
You've read it?
Blaine and Rachel stare at one another. It's a little like when Blaine stares at Kurt or Rachel stares at Finn, except it's mostly like the way Neil and Peter look at one another in the middle of a big con just before they drop the act, take down the bad guy, and suggestively touch each other's biceps in a comforting manner to demonstrate their deeply suppressed but undeniable emotional connection. This is basically a different kind of love. Puck says,
there's reading now?
You are basically an awful person. I can't believe you got me to Google that stuff. You knew what I'd find.
The people loved me with their point, 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 point words.
You are disturbing on a number of levels.
The passion of the audience reflects the passion of the actor, especially in pornography. Strasberg.
Why?
Did you find the archive of nothing but Neil as a cat stories? Tim called me Miss Kitty for days, and then we added Pet Me Papa to our off-camera musical repertoire, and I started envisioning myself with cat ears to add extra dimension to my otherwise flawless characterization.
Cat ears. Wait, 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 you read this stuff? Your co-stars read this stuff?
Look into my eyes. I'm pointing right at you. What I'm about to say may be life or death. Listen closely. Mega point! We totally do.
things are starting to get out of hand. Like, maybe Blaine should have paid more attention to Puck. This is the message he's getting when he comes into the computer class he shares with Puck and finds every crappy candy iMac from 2000 displaying the same YouTube video. The dulcet tones of Enrique Iglesias somehow coming perfectly synced out of 30 machines, all of them showing the same compilation of clips from White Collar that make it clear that the two main characters are, or should be, fucking like rabbits. Puck is standing on a table over one of the monitors. He's lip-syncing. And also pointing, which Blaine feels is just adding insult to injury. You're so damn pretty. If I had a type, then baby, it would be you. Puck mouths. And that's how Blaine finds out that Puck doesn't read the fic. But he hunts down the fan vids with the passion of a stalker and the taste of, well, of Puck. Puck rolls his hips and drops to his knees in time for Ludacris's rapt bridge, and the rest of the class turns into an impromptu musical performance that gets everyone involved a detention. Kurt Hummel to Blaine Anderson.
Should I bring you a cake with a file in it?
Puck keeps humming the song. I don't know what to do with this.
I want you to know how much willpower it's taking for me to not quote lyrics at you. So much willpower. So, Artie? Did you know that he was on Cooper's mailing list?
Whoa, baby brother, look who's got moves. Have you seen the video yet? You and that Puck kid have point chemistry. You should harness that. That is a powerful emotion.
Blaine Anderson, 2, Artie Abrams.
Frowny face.
Artie Abrams, 2, Blaine Anderson.
Stop everything you're saying forever.
I'm going to take these as notes, okay? And I'll talk to Tim about it, see if we can incorporate some of that raw animal sexuality into our performance. And, okay, a note for you. Always remember, point, 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 no eye contact.
From Big Time Cooper at yahoo.com to b_anderson@gmail.com.
I meant during acting, obvs. Sex is different. Sex is point, 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 always different. Unless you're into that. Keep an eye out for the kink memes, is what I'm saying. Tiffany says they're awesome.
Shapeshifter Neil, Virgin Peter, fuck or die, please. Thank you.
Phil, the unicorn's horn.
Marriage con! I want to see fake husbands, and I want them at a sex retreat.
Phil, two to tango.
I've always kind of thought that Elle ships Neil and Peter, but how much does she ship it? Romance novelist AU, pretty please, where Elle has a best-selling series of gay romances that are based on what she wishes her boys were getting up to behind closed doors. Bonus points if they are. Bonus points if they aren't but are totally inspired. Bonus points for writing this, basically. Oh my god.
Phil. Write me like one of your French girls. One of unknown.
You know what would be hot? Neil Peter get into some kind of magic snafu and end up in the real world and meet Tim Decay and Matt Bomer. And then they have all the sex.
Phil, freecreditwritingtoday.com, part one.
Tim and Matt, fucking against the set pieces for an elaborate con while the rest of the crew is at lunch. Basically, looking for ladder sex and witty conversation about meta-characterization.
Phil, ladder.
Matt's gay, but he knows Tim isn't. So why does Tim have his hand down Matt's pants?
Phil, straight above the waist, part one of two.
RPF, please. Bomer-centric, with singing and backstory and stuff about his brother and IDEK, Ohio? Maybe centered around a name change? Bonus points for adolescent sexcapades that foreshadow future sexy times with Tim or Tiffany. Or both. Both is good, too. Yes, excellent. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Phil, Blaine can't always be your cover story, Coop. Jesus, get a room.
Blaine Anderson, 2, Rachel Berry.
OMG fandom found me. There's fic about me. I am in fic.
Sweetie, I mean this in the nicest possible way, and without any judgment whatsoever. But you should have realized that fandom found you after approximately episode 3. There are over 50 fics tagged with your name on AO3. I wrote one of them. It has 10 kudos!
Google Images search results. Blaine Anderson. 1. Dalton Blaine School Picture.jpg. 2. Cooper and Blaine.jpg. 3. Free Credit Rating Today.gif. 4. Close up of Blaine's eyes.jpg. 5. Fanfic cover art. Kurt Hummel's Guide to Seducing Blaine Anderson.png. 6. Fan art. AnimeBlur.png. 7. Sexy cheerleader Kurt. Real photo. .jpg. 8. My blurred plushies holding hands. .jpg. 9. Kurt Hummel senior class president campaign ad. .png. Click here for more search results.
From B _ Anderson at gmail.com. 2. Big Time Cooper at yahoo.com.
Did you know about this?
Attachment. Screenshot.png.
Listen. Hey, hi. So, no, I didn't.
Hello to you too. And seriously, you seriously have been trolling the internet for random porn about yourself and didn't notice that your fans have been fetishizing me and my boyfriend for the last 2 months?
I'm very busy. I am a very busy person with social media interfaces to update and acting to do. And sure, yeah, maybe Tim said something, but I kind of thought he was talking about a story starring me and Kurt, which, by the way, based on his description, I was an awesome boyfriend in.
I cannot even deal with this. This always happens. Everything has to be about you, and then when I get dragged into it anyway, it's still about you.
Blaine, that's not fair. What is fair is that I'm an incredibly awesome actor on a dramedy that's doing extremely well in ratings, whereas you're just a kid in high school, so, you know, maybe you should have been keeping a better eye on things.
A better?
By the way, the eye contact thing, seriously. I know that it looks like I'm making some in the show, but most of the time, Tim isn't even on set when we're filming my reaction shots, and all the rest of the time, I try to look at his mouth instead, which is actually really helpful with my gay reading, so... I think your phone died?
The problem wasn't the fic, exactly. The problem was that it was incorrect. Kind of insultingly incorrect, actually. And it had his actual real name attached to it. What was this going to do to his future job prospects? What about college? Was there any way to really explain that he wasn't, like, an underage porn star with incest issues? Okay, maybe the fic itself was also a problem. He flicked his fingers over his laptop's touchpad. The cursor hovered over and highlighted the other little issue that had revealed itself. Kurt Hummel, the text said. And then there was that. Everything that Blaine had, Cooper had to have too. Had to have better, had to have first, had to have a part of her, had to have the last piece. Coop had even figured out a way to be sort of gay, which was not even close to being fair. But he couldn't have Kurt. That just wasn't... There wasn't a way that could happen. Technically, he didn't have Kurt. Kurt was a fan of the show, but the show was not Coop. Kurt was a fan of the character, but the character was also not Coop, because if nothing else, Neil Caffrey was about 8 times less likely to point at someone randomly just to get a point across. But there was fanfic about Coop, and now there was fanfic about Blaine, and fanfic about Kurt, and sometimes fanfic about Kurt and Blaine and Coop, and just... He'd read the kink memes. He knew where this was heading. There was probably already an AO3 tag for it. Cooper/Kurt. No more Blaine. It wasn't all the way there yet, but he could sense it coming. There was already enough out-of-character Blaine-Kurt fic out there to make it possible. What was one more little change to reality? And there wasn't anything he could do about it. Blaine sat in front of his computer and narrowed his eyes at the latest batch of recommendations on fuckyeahshowchoirboys.tumblr.com. Do your fic research, replied to your post.
New fic! Sing it like you mean it. Blaine Anderson/Kurt Hummel.
Do your research. Kurt Hummel is a countertenor, not a baritone. See this YouTube video of his performance at the 2010 Ohio Shore Choir Sectionals. Additionally, please note that Blaine Anderson has never been seen in any published photo or video with his hair ungelled. It is out of character for him to be in any public setting with unmanaged hair. Also, it's the opposite of pleasantly curled. Think about why anyone would have to use that much hair product.
Do your fic research, replied to your post.
Update to the Matt singing fic. Blaine hit the metronome.
Do your research. There is no public record of Cooper Anderson legally changing his name, let alone when he was in high school. Blaine Anderson is actually his brother, not his adopted cousin. And Blaine Anderson does not actually spend all his time mooning over his brother's immense talent, particularly if you're referring to his acting skills.
Do your fic research, replied to your post.
Kurt Cobain? Guys, what if Cooper set up Blaine and Kurt? Oh my god.
Do your research. Please cite any evidence you may have to support your claim. Otherwise, please repost and tag as out-of-character alternate universe fic.
Do your fic research. Replied to your post.
Is Matt gay? Does it matter? Can we contextualize his portrayal?
Do your research. Matt Bomer / Cooper Anderson is not gay. See this interview for direct confirmation. Blaine Anderson's sexuality is not an indicator of Cooper Anderson's, and it's offensive for you to suggest it. And pursuant to the fic you go on to recommend, please consider that in light of his appearance on Letterman, it seems very out of character for Cooper to give serious declarations of love to Tim without, like, pausing halfway through to ask if everyone in the room was embodying the moment with their whole emotional truth.
Little Lion Blurt says,
"You're one of the reasons why the Blaine Kurt pairing isn't as popular as Matt Tim. Shut the fuck up, okay?"
Good. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Anonymous says,
"I represent Matt Bomer's acting management, and we would like you to cease and desist your negative reaction to Mr. Bomer's fandom."
I respectfully decline.
Anonymous says,
"Blurt forever!"
While the sentiment is no doubt sincere, these are private citizens we're talking about. Let's have some respect.
Anonymous says,
"Part of the actor's job of imagining the world could include seeing a brother and his boyfriend if it helps realize the truth of the vision for the audience. Adler."
Stop Googling yourself.
Anonymous says,
"So, your argument is that there's no way a respectful fic can be written about these private citizens?"
Yes. We don't know anything about them outside of what's publicly available, and so most of it has to be guesswork. Then that guesswork gets attached to their real names, and there's no way to correct that in the real world. There's no winning scenario. People can get hurt.
Berry Star says,
"I still love you, even when you're cranky."
How do you keep finding me?
Anonymous says,
"Same anon as before. But why does there have to be any responsibility on the fic writer's part? It's because we don't know anything about them that we can use them as characters, isn't it? Then they become archetypes, fulfilling the narrative roles required of the story."
Anonymous says,
"Different anon. Fuck you, no winning scenario. It's because of the Blurt fandom that I finally told my mom that I'm gay."
Anonymous says,
"I bet I could write a respectful Blurt story. In their pants."
Anonymous says,
"Your point is your point, dude, and you're welcome to it. But you're harshing the mellow. Should there be more research? Sure, that'd be nice. But there's also no such thing as a fake geek girl, so maybe we should let people enjoy stuff the way they want to enjoy it. And in this day and age, I think the fears about connecting real names to porny fic are kinda overblown. If you think your real name isn't already a sexual position defined on 4chan, you just aren't looking hard enough."
Wham Bam Thank You Blaine Bomer says,
"Me thinks the lady doth protest too much."
Blaine and his pillow are very close. They share an emotional bond. At the moment, they share airspace. He thinks that maybe, with enough effort, he can stuff it far enough into his face that Kurt won't be able to remove it without a pair of scissors and some serious tweezing. He's not absolutely sure. He'll have to try and find out.
"So,"
Kurt says, dragging out the word,
"let me get this straight. You got all riled up because people on the internet thought we were pretty and decided to write porn about us."
"Terrible porn,"
Blaine says mournfully into the pillow. Kurt pats him.
"Uh-huh. And then you started a blog to specifically tell all these people they were wrong. On the internet."
Blaine makes a sound that would, without the pillow, probably be a yes.
And now people on the internet are being mean to you, which, by the way, you started, and you're trying to smother yourself to death to avoid having to answer any of them.
Blaine lifts the pillow and glares at Kurt.
I don't have to answer them. It's the internet. That's the point of the internet.
Kurt raises his eyebrows.
Which is why you're happily at your computer finding more Blurt and Kurt Cobain fics to suck the joy out of, instead of on your bed with guilt weighing down your unfortunate polyester stuffed pillows.
It's not polyester,
Blaine says, lifting the pillow completely and tossing it at Kurt's head. Kurt opts for flailing instead of ducking. The flailing works better than it should. Blaine gets an eyeful of pillow back again.
Ow.
Blaine says, rubbing at his eye resentfully. And Kurt frowns at him.
Poor baby,
Kurt says. He sounds a lot less consoling now, which is probably also Blaine's fault.
What's the problem, anyway? Cooper is getting thousands of stories written about him, and it doesn't seem to be bothering him. For that matter, I'm the other half of this little smoosh name, and I noticed you didn't bother asking me if I wanted to be part of your vengeance scheme. Which I don't, by the way.
Why not?
Blaine says, turning the question back again.
It's porn. About you.
Kurt rolls his eyes.
Rachel told me about them. Like, a month ago. I thought she told you too, but she wanted me to beta read for her, so whatever. What matters is, yes, it did freak me out, and I did feel a little bit like I was someone's inflatable blow-up doll when I heard about it, but...
Kurt's hands sketch something in the air that Blaine can't quite picture. It's frustrating.
I don't know. There are dozens of Kurt Hummels in the United States, so the name isn't exactly original, and if fantasizing over a picture is a problem, then I probably need to send some letters of apology to the last 30 years worth of Tony Award winners. And it just doesn't seem to be really about me. Or us, you know? There are a lot of stories out there. Just because our names are on them doesn't mean they're ours.
Well,
Blaine says, thrusting the pillow back behind himself.
It's clearly not bothering you, then. But I guess you're not the one who has to worry about his boyfriend and his brother and what people think and—
Seriously? Are you seriously suggesting that the problem here isn't actually about us and the porn, but about— This is about me and Cooper?
Kurt says. He stares at Blaine. Whatever he sees on Blaine's face apparently answers his question, because his expression hardens.
I can't believe this is a reality where you actually think fiction has any relevance on who I'm dating. And I really can't believe you're keeping tabs on some imaginary sibling rivalry scoreboard, whether you or your brother gets more of my fictional attention. Except, oh, hey, it turns out you totally are.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's not it at all.
Kurt climbs off the bed and stalks from the room. And the argument goes downhill from there. It doesn't help that by the time he gets back to his room, stupid Coop is stupidly staring with heartfelt longing at his stupid co-star on the stupid television. Because the reason Kurt was over in the first place was so they could watch the second to last stupid episode together.
Just remember how it felt when you saw that girl in her father's arms.
Tim DeKay's character, Peter, is saying to Coop. They're standing in the glass-fronted FBI office, facing off. Or Peter is, anyway. Coop. Neil, really, since he's actually in character. Just looks shocked.
Moments like that are rare.
Peter continues.
But if you try to steal the music box, I will catch you.
Is that a threat?
Neil says, his voice wavering. Or maybe Blaine just thinks it does. Because he knows Coop, or he knows himself, and that's who Cooper's mimicking. Peter's expression doesn't waver.
Just the way it is,
he says. He picks up his coat and goes to leave, but stops in the doorway.
You know,
Peter says, soft and sincere and angry.
You can either go back to wearing an orange jumpsuit and pining for the girl that got away, or you can stay here and do something good with your life.
Peter's mouth tightens, but he doesn't look away.
Your choice.
He leaves, pulling his coat on and not looking back, and Neil watches him with his heart in his eyes. Blaine turns off the TV before the credits roll.
I hate the fic with me in it, and you, Kurt.
I heart art, baby bro. It's all love.
The blurt stuff bugs me a lot. But it doesn't bug Kurt. He's mad at me.
OMG, advice. Okay, let me tell you what Peter told Neil one time about Elle, but we had to cut it for time. Of course I love her, you idiot. She knows that. Using words isn't the only way we say it.
That makes absolutely no sense in this situation.
Point, point. Or does it?
It doesn't.
Point, 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 point. Yes, it does.
Do you think I was over the top with the Do Your Fic Research Tumblr?
Yes, completely. But you were fragile. You probably regret your choices now.
Not really. But Kurt's mad.
Obviously he is. You decided to go on a one-man crusade that he would legitimately have a say in without asking his opinion in the matter or really unpacking whether your issue was about the subject matter of the fiction or your own tumultuous relationship with your brother.
Oh my god, have you been talking to Kurt about this?
No, but there's a new community on Tumblr with some meta on the theory. I'm the co-moderator.
Blurted on out. About. This is a community for blurters who are tired of the oppression of certain corners of fandom that think you need to have perfect factual accuracy in order to tell quality stories. Sure, we're looking for canon-compliant stories, but we'll also post fic that fits within the spirit of the blurt pairing. I, Funny Bryce, will be the primary mod. See the FAQ for level of accuracy we want to see around here, and for submission instructions. We also accept meta and, of course, non-invasive canon blurt information. Thank you, and blurt it on out. Examples. I and Love and You by Barry Star. With Nothing But Your Sorries by Gimme Blurt. Facilis Descensus Averno by Apples. Freedom is Another Word for Nothing Left to Lose by Eliza Bomer. Since the Stars Went Out in Lima by Watson 125. New Fic, Gaslighting, 1 of 1, Drabble, by Funny Bryce. Read more. ETA, sorry guys, wrong com, just wrote this for fun. Skip unless you want to see something really OOC. I wonder if Do Your Fic Research will find it. Dum, 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 dum. Excerpt from Gaslighting. "Who would have ever thought we'd end up as unicorns?" Pony Kurt said, as he trotted his way along the crystal paths of McKinley High Time-Traveling Creature Academy. "Not me," said Pony Blaine. He stopped to nibble some peppermint grass, but looked up when the magic glitter horn of music began to sing its sweet song from the mists of the choir room. "Listen, it's Roxy music." Pony Blaine looked softly at Pony Kurt. "I just want to give Brian Ferry a high five whenever I hear it, you know? Or I would if I still had hands, anyway." Pony Kurt's ears flattened, and he reared back in a magnificent pose against the glittering opal facade of the Academy's tennis court. "You like experimental glam? You're not my Blaine." He crashed forward again, his golden hooves digging into the ground between them. With dawning horror, he stared around himself at the rainbow-tinted bubble domes of Limania, the warrior cats that sat on columns like noble watchmen over the Twix-scented gardens, the herds of unicorn show choir performers laying aside their weapons to embrace and make out with the rival serial leaders. It all seemed so normal, but it couldn't be. "If this Blaine isn't exactly as I remember him," he said, backing away from the imposter, "that must mean none of this is real. It's an illusion. A trick." He wheeled around and, without a further word, galloped from the Academy's grounds, intent on finding, somewhere out there, the real Pony Blaine Bomer. Or maybe go make out with Cooper, master of the Wheel of Time, because why not? The wind picked up. Dum, 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 dum. Hello, Hummel residents.
I think I'm looking for Pony Kurt.
Oh, really? Weird. Good luck with that. You might want to check New York. He might have galloped his way over there by now.
Look, I'm sorry.
Why should you be sorry? You've got nothing to be sorry about. You just implied that you think that a story somebody made up is going to make me fall into bed with your brother. Or is it that somehow people imagining it was just as bad as it really happening? I wasn't sure. It was hard for me to really wrap my head around the totally insane.
I don't know. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to say that I thought you would actually do that or anything. I don't think you'd ever do that.
That's not the point. It's fiction, Blaine. I'm pretty sure someone could write an epic three-way masterpiece of love and redemption set against the French Revolution that would make us want to live in a cold shower for weeks afterwards, and I still would never, ever want to actually date your brother.
That was a really specific example.
Rachel wanted me to lay some groundwork. But are you understanding any of this?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I know. I always knew. I just wish that... Why does he always get what I have, Kurt? Why does everything I have to belong to him, too?
Flattering, as I imagine you're trying to make that, I am not a possession. I get to choose who I'm with, Blaine Anderson, and at the end of the day, all that really matters is that I'm choosing you. So it's up to you to decide if you're going to let the fans dictate your choices, your happiness, and your love life. Or if you're going to do the sensible thing and sit back, enjoy the ride, and take notes.
Oh God, Kurt, I love you. Of course I choose you. Fuck the fans. I'm so sorry for being an idiot.
I love you too. And I probably should have said all this instead of leaving yesterday. It didn't really help anything. So I'm sorry too.
You're amazing, Kurt. I'm so happy to have you in my...
Blaine?
Sorry, I'm sorry. When you were talking before, did you say something about notes?
Hmm? What?
You said, sit back, enjoy the ride, take notes.
Did I?
You did.
Huh. Well, that's funny. Because it kind of makes it sound like I've been keeping notes in the margins of my Marc Jacobs Black Book of Colors about the really interesting things I've read and some of the fics Rachel keeps sending me.
Things that, could be tested?
Well, definitely reviewed, I think. In fact, if you want, you could come over.
You have to imagine that I'm pointing at you right now, because the answer is most definitely yes.
Brittany S. Pierce, 2, Kurt Hummel.
We should write more together, Unicorns United. Lord Tubington wants co-author billing.
Guess who just landed a second season, baby brother? White Collar! Come on, you have to high-five me on this. I think I've finally made it. Michael Bay wishes he had me now. Are you there? I'll just keep calling till you answer, okay? Do 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 do